And I thought, if I had been a teacher of Christian Science and I had done some awful things or made some mistakes and I now had passed on, what would I like people to do for me? I would like them to forgive me. And suddenly I said, I forgive you. I really do forgive you. And when I said, I forgive you, I suddenly saw what this woman was up against. She was a teacher in Northern Ireland, which is a difficult field to stand in. She had all the opposition from Catholicism and ecclesiasticism and all the violence and everything. She had all this to meet. And it's no wonder she was handled and she made some mistakes. So I immediately felt that I loved her and I felt such relief myself. But this young woman called me and she said, I'm completely healed. What did you do? My son and his friend were out giving these leaflets out through the door. His friend had borrowed his father's new car. His father had bought a new car for his mother, who had been in a hospital for 2.5 years. And they were letting her out for 2 weeks. And the father bought a new car for the mother coming home. And he and Paul went out in this car. And they gave out the leaflets. And suddenly some boys started to stone them. And they ran to get into the car. And it was a very wet night. And the car skidded in their hurry to get out. And the car was a write-up off. And I was called by the hospital to say my son was in hospital. And would I come and collect him? They said, he's okay, he's not too bad. And I went and collected him. But the interesting thing was that that incident happened at the time that this meeting was going on. Now, if I hadn't changed my thinking, and if I'd gone on with my angry thoughts and thinking, I'll do something about this, I'll tell Boston about this, and if I hadn't changed my thinking, how different that story could have been. That car was a write-off, complete write-off, and this boy was so worried and upset. The only thing that happened, the boy's glasses were broke, but the two boys were fine, they were okay. And I took them home and let the boy stay in my house. He didn't know how he was going to face his father. And the thing was that the boy wasn't insured for this car. And I said to him, God will compensate you. I said, because this had nothing to do with you. This was malpractice that was trying to get at me. And it wasn't persons, it wasn't people. It was sheer malpractice. The boy's father, I called him the next morning and told him the story. And he said, well, thank God he's all right. He said, because I was so worried about where they were going last night. He said that I didn't sleep all night for worrying about him. And a week later, or a few days later, the company that he got the car from, he had to order this car and it took quite a while to come. He told them the story of what happened. They issued him with a new car and said, with Northern Ireland, we're always getting damaged cars and broken cars. And so he said, you can have a new car. And the boy had a new car. Now look how different that story would have been if I hadn't changed my thinking. And that's the only way that we can pray for our church, by loving it and loving everybody in it. And I love this chapter. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if they were all one member, where were the body? And then he goes on from that and into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This was a man who murdered Christians. And if you read Acts and what Acts says about Paul and how he handled the church. And I was interested in that it said that strangers to the people, the groups of Christians who were around, would say, look how they love each other. Look how they care for each other. And I think this is what we need to be doing in our church. Loving each other, caring for each other, forgiving each other, no matter what anybody has done or is doing. We've got to love and care for each other. In the Interpreter's Bible, it says in a bit about that chapter that I just read, some essential message of the church and full work of the church has been obscured, then sooner or later certain movements have developed which made the missing or lost aspect of the Christian movement its main emphasis. He's talking about healing. Healing in the church has been lost. And he says, because of that, certain groups have risen up. Christian Science may be so regarded. Its main insistence rests on the healing mission of the church. In that setting, Christian Science should be regarded as a challenge to the Christian church to rediscover, preach, and practice its full mission. I thought it's wonderful that they put that in the Interpreter's Bible, because they're praising us for carrying on the healing work. And what would stop the healing work in our church? Only divisions. We are not divided. All one body we. And he says that love is the more excellent way. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling. Paul writes this to a dearly beloved church. Beloved, despite all its blemishes, love is supreme. In Paul's view, all the churches can and ought to be regarded first and foremost as a new order of friends and as a great experience in friendship that will fulfill the intention of its founder. In Paul's view, all the churches can and ought to be regarded first and foremost. Sorry, I've read that as a new order of friends. The members are to be characterized by their deep sense of the spiritual bond that unites them in faith, loyalty, love to God, and to one another. He was well aware of the defects and blemishes of the Christian communities, none more so than he. But unlike the critics, he refused to stand apart from these poor parodies of churches. Instead of that, he carried them on his heart. To the end, he went on loving them as the Master did. And here's a poem that I love. This helps me with my children, but it also helps me with my church members. It's called Not One Is Lost. You never left your father's house. You never lost the way. No matter what the evidence that claims you went astray. The path is there for you to keep, all narrow, safe, and bright. But if you choose another one, that too is in God's sight. And he will guide you through the mist and over trackless hill, till chastened, meek, regenerate, you learn to do love's will. No cave in deepest reach of earth, nor pit of black despair, can hide you from the Father's love or keep you from his care. I just love that. And I'm going to finish with something I want to say to you. You see that book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures? Well, it means the world to each and every one of us. It's my greatest treasure. One time my husband threw me out in the snow with a bleeding nose, and he threw my books after me, and I said, thank you for everything. Well, I was reading Orcutt's book last week about how he wrote Mrs. Eddy's books, how he published them, the care that was taken of those books. And this is something that he says about what Mrs. Eddy said. I'm going to tell you why I wish Science and Health to be printed on Bible paper, where he was getting it printed on the best Bible paper that you could get. Would you explain this to Mr. Wilson? I am sure he'll be eager to cooperate. Then she made the following statement, which I wrote out to make sure that our message would be correctly delivered. During the years, I've had many opportunities to quote it in conversations with persons unfriendly to Christian Science, who have asserted that Mrs. Eddy regarded Science and Health as substitute rather than as an interpreter of the Bible. And this is what Mrs. Eddy told him. It has always been my desire and expectation, she said, that my book should encourage more and more people to read the Bible. Through sharing the revelation of the spiritual meaning of the Bible, which has come to me, Christian Scientists recognize the message more clearly and understand better what these messages mean to them. Many have suggested the desirability of having the Bible and Science and Health more similar in physical appearance as a need in using them together. It would gratify them very much to be able to secure copies of Science and Health on similar paper, and it would gratify me very much to gratify them. That's what Mrs. Eddy visualized for her textbook. And that's what we must visualize too. We've got to cherish it the way that she cherished it. So I'm going to close now by telling you all to work with the 91st Psalm and watch how God's angels have been taking care of you the way they've been taking care of me. They took me out of that whole desperate situation all my life through. Now I'm better off than I've ever been. I've got the most beautiful home. I've traveled all over the world. I'm still traveling. I've friends all over the world. I can hardly believe it was me, but it wasn't me. So may God bless each and every one of you, and his angels take care of you. Thank you.